Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the view away from Boston, we turn now to a reporter who's covered the Olympic selection process for many years. Ed Hula has done that as the founder of the online Olympics business news website Around the Rings. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Deb.
So your reaction to yesterday's mutual withdrawal of Boston's bid for the Olympics?
It was seemed to be just an eventuality. The Boston bid started with a lot of promise in January, but it didn't last very long. And it just seemed that anything that happened regarding the Boston 2024 bid was not good or generated controversy or debate or dissension. And it just kept falling apart, unraveling each week.
Now, Governor Charlie Baker had some reaction yesterday, and he basically, after the U.S. Olympic Committee said that it released its statement saying that there was going to be a withdrawal of the bid because of a lack of public support. Let's listen to what the governor said.
They have a process they need to pursue and a set of decisions that they need to make. Based on what I saw in the statement, one of their concerns was sort of the robust but fairly typical for us public debate that was going on with respect to the Olympics.
That was Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker. Ed, I'm just wondering, the robust debate for the USOC but typical for those of us in Boston. What do you think of that statement?
Well, I think that's a fair statement to make. And it shows, I think, the mistakes the United States Olympic Committee made in this selection process. I don't think they're opposed to the idea of a debate, but it should have been done a year ago, a year and a half ago.
So it is then. It is Boston, you know, the lack of public support really is the key thing. And the fact that we were debating at this stage of the game was when the committee said, hey, we don't need this.
That's right. It's a distraction. The Olympics, the IOC won't send the Olympics to a city where they are not wanted.
Some have suggested that Boston is really just too small a city to be able to do this and does not have the venues. Do you think that that's a major criteria as well?
Well, I thought Boston was a great location for the Olympics, given my experience going to every game since Barcelona in 1992. It's not a huge city. It's got a great charm to it. It's got history to it. It's on the waterfront. It's got any number of resources the universities can offer, existing venues, a great sports personality among the people. Overall, I think it had the real potential to be a great setting for the Olympic Games.
Do you think that the USOC will be able to put another city forward in time?
I think that they've been burned in this instance here, and it's something that other cities will take note of if the United States Olympic Committee comes calling in the next week or two. Any city that wants to put together a serious bid has got only just a few weeks to make sure it has the political support needed to carry this through. Everybody talks about Los Angeles as being, well, the obvious first choice. They should have gone to Los Angeles. Well, I'm not so sure Los Angeles is willing to do this anymore. You look at the bid from Paris, France, which is, I think, now considered the favorite for this 2024 race, and they have the unqualified backing of the president of France, the prime minister of France. The government is entirely behind this bid in a very public way, and we haven't seen it yet at this level for the United States.
Okay. Ed Hula, editor and founder of the Olympics business news website Around the Rings. Ed, thanks for being with us this morning.
It's a pleasure.